Sean Mullen in Regina for the Broncos and the Pats. And first meeting between these two teams since early in October, joined by Regina native Swift Current Broncos forward Graham Black, who played his 200th WHL game last night against Medicine Hat. And a lot of those milestones going around here recently for the Broncos. And just take us through your thoughts as you reach that mark.
Well, a lot of us started at the same time, so we're all running around the same amount of games played. And I don't know, it's just it's a lot of experience, and hopefully I can take it and show some of the younger guys the ropes.
What are your thoughts when you think back to your first game?
It seems like it was just yesterday. Honestly, this has gone by so fast, but looking forward to tonight and definitely moving on.
When you look back on that decision-making process, because a little different for you, later start in your Western Hockey League career, and you just had a spectacular mid to Triple-A season, and the options were open for you to be an NCAA guy. What went through your mind as you went through that decision process to become a Western Hockey League player in Swift Current, and how do you reflect back on that, you know, 200 games later?
Well, I haven't second-questioned my actions at all once, because I've loved being in Swift Current every day, and honestly, like, the WHL has been such a great program for so many young guys going up, and it is the fast route to the NHL. So obviously, if you're trying to make it, and if it's every kid's dream to make it, that the WHL just seemed like the logical route for me.
How do you feel like you've grown as a player? As a guy who absolutely dominated in Mitch at AAA as a 17-year-old, to somebody who was, you know, a productive player his first 2 years, and now has become a top 10 player scoring-wise in this league. Talk about the evolution of yourself as a player.
I think it comes with experience. Obviously, this league is so demanding, and playing 72 games a year is a lot more than the 40 you play in midget AAA. So playing, getting used to that 72 game schedule is really tough, and keeping yourself healthy, and it's just a ton of habits you have to get into on and off the ice, and becoming it's your job, and you treat it like a full-time job, and if honestly, there's, sorry, I'm kind of losing my train of focus, but it's a giant step coming into this league, but as soon as you get used to it, you can definitely run with it.
Now, talk about last night's game before we get into tonight. A loss against Medicine Hat, maybe a bit of a step back from the way you guys played in your two previous games, but how'd you feel overall about it?
Yeah, we're not happy with that at all. We're definitely trying to move forward here in the last stretch of the season. We know we need to make a run, and these games against the in division teams are so big right now, especially tonight. Like, this will be the biggest game of the year, so definitely we're going to try and not look at the Medicine Hat games, but maybe the Brandon and the Moose Jaw game before that, and try and refocus.
Well, you've got another team with a lot of skill, and you haven't seen these guys in a long time, but they're a different group than they were when you saw them last. And what do you think it's going to take to contain two pretty dynamic lines there for Regina?
It's going to be an all-out war tonight. They have a ton of skill and a ton of heart, and we've heard nothing but good, like, that they're a great team lately. So definitely looking forward to this game, and we're excited to get into it and battle with these guys.
And for you, finally, always a little extra jump in your step when you play in your hometown like this? You know, friends and family are going to be here, things like that?
I'm really excited to play here. I haven't played here yet this year, so it's going to be a great game, and I'm excited to see some of my family out tonight.
All right, thanks a lot, Graham.
Thank you.
Swift Current Broncos forward Graham Black played his 200th WHL game last night, 201 tonight against the Pats. This is Pioneer Co-op Home Center Broncos Hockey, the pregame show on the Eagle 94.1.